NATO's involved in talks over the crisis in Ukraine, but the Western Military Alliance is doing more than just talking. Today, NATO announced new deployments designed to deter Russia from making any aggressive moves. That includes more air and naval patrols around the region and measures to step up troop readiness on land. And since NATO includes several member countries that border Ukraine and Russia, this is pretty serious stuff. The World's Carol Hills is with me now to help us analyze all of this and really address some concern here in the U.S. about the mounting tension. Are we watching this in the U.S., Carol, so closely because there's actually some real fear that we could somehow go to war with Russia over this, or at the very least, maybe some old Cold War lines redrawn?
I think it might be the latter. I think for anyone of a certain age, which of course includes me, I mean, sort of living through a lot of the Cold War and remembering those stark lines and no information about the Soviet Union, no travel, and a sense that Russia, as it's constituted today, really still wants an influence in Eastern Europe. I remember when this crisis started about a month ago, it was like, really? Taking Crimea? It was such a sense of this just seems such a throwback and something I would have never expected.
It is a question being asked, though, and it does feel as if the soldiers on the war game board are there for something, and there are next moves in the offing. So if you pull back, what strikes you about this story?
Well, the biggest thing that strikes me about it is the sense of humiliation that Vladimir Putin keeps referring to. I just hadn't realized the degree to which many Russians feel a sense of sort of shame and anger over how things have rolled for Russia since the end of the Cold War. I guess I naively assumed that, yes, the Soviet Union fell apart, but hey, in its place, you can have a Russia that's been regrouped, maybe a strong economy, and still have a real force in the world. But all the rhetoric from Russia and from Putin has been about the sense of humiliation, the sense of being ignored, the sense of not mattering, and really trying to address that and say, hey, we matter a lot, and this influence is important to us.
So, Carol, one of the many hats you wear here at The World is that you look at political cartoons around the world. Are there cartoons or kind of commentaries on what's happening right now, looking at, you know, Vladimir Putin and the stakes in all of this for Russia?
Absolutely. And just a ton coming from where you might expect Europe, both what I used to call Eastern Europe or Central Europe and Western Europe. And most of them are really about Putin flexing his muscles, sort of literally big muscles busting through the sleeves of his jacket, saying gas on each side. You know, Vladimir Putin in a swimsuit that has the hammer and sickle on a frozen lake and there's a hole and he's about to dive in, sort of diving into the Cold War. There's just a lot of that showing Putin really trying to restore what he thinks is his place in the world and his country's place in the world.
The World's Carol Hills, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco.